Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
So welcome, welcome, welcome to this powerful transmission that I have been guided to do on the solar eclipse and the energetics around the solar eclipse. Also, these huge tunnels, these tunnels that is going to lead us to the Lion's Gate on the 8th of the 8th. And there is so much happening at the moment that I felt really, really called to simply channel all the information that I have been receiving and to share that with you and to give you some practical tools on how to harness the frequencies that are happening at the moment and all of this wonderful planetary alignment, which is of course there to help us, to serve us on our evolution journey. As usual, when I channel, I get very hot, so I'm just going to remove my jersey. So for the ones who don't know me, my name is Sandrine, and I am the founder of Fractal Alchemy, which is a 5D quantum university. I am an ascension and mission mentor, channel and trans channel. So today, here in New Zealand, we are on the 10th of June, which marks the new moon and the solar eclipse. And this portal that we have today was really initiated a couple of weeks ago when we had the lunar eclipse. So work started happening in the quantum, work started happening energetically into shifting us into new realities. So the energy happening at the moment is extremely volatile, and many of you have felt it, right? There is very interesting planetary alignment. I'm not going to go into details about that. If you want, you can just find videos about from astrologer, you know, all the way out there on social media, everywhere, like so many people are sharing valuable information. Here, the information that I'm going to share are literally channeled from my team, right? So today, we welcome Actarians, Andromedans, Sirians, and also Pleiadians. And these are the leaders that I work with very closely and that are here to bring specific information. So all the contact, everything that I do, my mission is always to bring advanced quantum technology, advanced quantum energetics to reality in grounded down to earth way, so we can actually start shifting our lives now. Because yes, it's super interesting to receive messages, but if we don't know how to actually practically use that to shift our reality, well, why would we actually receive this information? It would take us literally out there to be really ungrounded. So I would also like to start by reminding you that the universe has our back always, always, always. We know that very well when things go our way, when we are in the movement of amplification, of witnessing or manifestation appearing, of having basically like this joy and this connection full on activated in us. So we know that very well. But then we're going to start doubting when things get challenging, when things are tricky. And it is very important, especially for this season, all the way leading us all the way to the Lion's Gate portal, to actually continuously remind ourselves that we are connected all the time and the universe has our back all the time. We might not know how, we might not know actually what we are learning, why we get to experience what we experience, but we can just reside into this divine knowing, and therefore it will be a lot easier for us to find the keys, the gifts that are coming from our experiences to help us reach greater soul alignment and embody our soul mission. Always remember that. Write it, the universe has my back always, and place it around the house. Okay? So the energetics at the moment, when it comes to planets and quantum realities, it's an energetics of inward movement. So in the channeling I do, we talk a lot about the movement of life, and instead of ups and downs, which we really do not relate to, we talk about movement. And there is the movement of outward movement, the movement of action, the more masculine movement, the solar movement. And this movement outward is really taking us into action mode. And there is also the inward movement. The inward movement sometimes can feel, if humans don't really understand this concept in terms of quantum energetics, they can feel that it's a law. They can feel that nothing is happening, that is the voice, that I must be doing something wrong because nothing is changing. Actually, no. This movement is simply a movement inward. It's a movement of stabilization. It's more like of the divine feminine introspection. So here we have a very interesting dynamic. When we had the lunar eclipse, the emphasis was really even more on the inward movement of really observing what no longer serves us in our reality. So we can say, I don't want this anymore, I don't want that anymore, I don't want that anymore, and therefore we don't call that in. And when it comes into our field, we simply observe, and then we can move away, receive the keys, receive the gift, but not continuously kind of follow the same outdated patterns, right? So that lunar eclipse was really there for this frequency. Here, because the new moon and the solar eclipse are happening now, there is still that. And this is where things are interesting, because there is still this need of going inward. Many planets are in retrograde. We have Mercury plus four other planets going retrograde at the moment. So Mercury is gonna go again and shift into forward movement at the end of June, but like the other planet, they're gonna be retrograde for a while until more or less October. And therefore, this movement inward is really encouraged by these planets. Yes, but we also have the solar energy, which is the outward movement. So there is going to be feeling a lot about, I want to move forward, and I receive all of this information, these downloads, I have this dream, so now I'm gonna act upon it. But then the energy is gonna get scattered, because there is a lot of air energy, so much air energy. Gemini, you know, like the eclipse is happening in Gemini. So everything is very airy. So it concerns the thoughts, it concerns information, internet, the information that we receive outside of ourselves, but also the information that we receive from within, from our own database, our own soul, our own connection, right? So there is this dual movement here. And again, this is not bad, this is not good, it simply is. This is the template, the energetics that are offered to us now for our evolution. So how can we harness that? We can harness that by understanding that the quantum world always starts with the self. And it is not new information, of course, you know, we create our reality, our microcosm. It's what is going to activate our macrocosm. So the frequencies that we cultivate within are going to over a certain period of time in linearity, depending on how much we actually cultivate this shift in frequency, cultivate higher frequency, this is going to start creating shift in our macrocosm, our reality, what we see outside of ourselves. So when we work with quantum energetics, it's always like that. It is always, I'm working on my microcosm, knowing that this microcosm influences my macrocosm. And of course, there is also a reciprocity. The macrocosm around it is directly affecting my microcosm. And I'm receiving information from the outside world through the filters of my microcosm. So is my filter, oh my God, life is so freaking hard and intense, we're doomed, there is a crisis. So are these the filters that we choose to place to see our reality, to actually receive information from our reality? Are these the filters we choose? Because remember, we can choose consciously what we use as filters? Or do I actually have the option to choose to receive information from my outside reality, from my macrocosm, through filter of love, through filter of abundance, of freedom, of connection, of kindness, of evolution, of high vibes? Therefore, the information we receive is going to amplify that in us. So here is a very important message that we have for you. Now is more than ever time to close the tabs that are unnecessarily open in your field. And when I was, you know, meditating before to receive a little bit of guidance about what's going to happen today, can you give me some information? They say, Sandrine, take your whiteboard and your you know, like pens and colored pens, because we're going to give you some things to draw. So it is easier for you to, you know, to understand this. So I might be pretty good at downloading and channeling, but drawing is not my activated gift. So please bear in mind. So let's see here. We have a little human. And this little human has tabs open. So tabs open, it's literally like if you think you're a human, which is computer, in all love and light and divine frequencies, of course. We have this tab open, literally. So if you have your computer and you have all the tabs open, and then you have Google with like 100 tabs open, things most likely are going to be very slow, right? It's going to be harder to actually get information. You're going to be all over the place. And the system just is sluggish. It's slow. It doesn't give you the information that you need. And you're like, you lost. And a lot of humans are going to feel more and more like that. So with the energetics of the solar eclipse and all of this air, Gemini frequency, it means that literally our intuition, our psychic abilities are going to be enhanced, especially as we tunnel in through the Sirius gateway, the eight of the eight portal of the Lion's Gate. So before I'm going to start sharing this diagram, I would like you to understand a little bit more about this tunnel that we are in, and to use this metaphor as your spiritual practice as well. It's going to be very valuable. So a tunnel can feel really dark, but we can also see the tunnel as being like a crystalline tunnel into darkness, crystalline tunnel into the darkness of the universe. If we think like the universe is dark and there are stars around, we can literally visualize ourselves in our unique tunnel. And so the beginning of the tunnel was, you know, a couple of weeks ago with the lunar eclipse, and the end of the tunnel is Lion's Gate, alignment with Sirius frequencies. And therefore, now we are into this crystalline tunnel from this point to that point, right? The tunnel is a powerful metaphor, because with the tunnel, we can choose to turn around and go back to who we were, what we were doing. And that's very important. Remember, we always have the choice. We don't have to go on accelerated spiritual evolution. We don't have to increase our intuition and connect to these star races and connect with us. We don't have to. We can do what the fuck we like. You know, if we just want to drink wine and go and party, so be it. There is absolutely zero negativity around choosing to do what the fuck we want. Eh? Freedom, reclaiming freedom. We only know, because we know that the choices that we make will have a certain linear repercussion on us. So if I choose to go out and party, I will have a great time because I love that. I will have, you know, make friends and maybe hook up with a sexy person or whatever. It's going to be amazing. But after that, maybe I'll be hangover and my frequencies are not going to be really high, and it's like it's really outside energy, and maybe it feels really good, but maybe this is not what we choose to do. We can choose, if it feels good, if it resonates with our soul, to actually go into the tunnel and to think, okay, I am choosing to anchor myself at the end. So when we are in the tunnel, we know that there is a light, literally, the portal at the end there. But we never quite sure where we are, right? We just know that we are shifting. We are always moving forward because at the end of the eight, we will be there. So we might not know where we are and what we have to do, but we know certainly well that as long as we concentrate on this inward movement and on everything that I'm going to share with you, we are progressing. And all of a sudden, ta-da, there will be more clarity, greater soul alignment, and more connection, more psychic abilities, more intuition, and more divine knowing about the templates of our mission that we are anchoring at the moment. Okay? So, when we are in this tunnel, it's a crystalline tunnel. So sometimes it feels dark. Sometimes we don't know. But it's very easy for us to, while staying in the tunnel, tunnel being the metaphor of our own energetic frequency, our bubble, our inward world, you know, our microcosm. While we are there, we have access to the infinite. So while we are in this tunnel doing the work, at any moment we can simply tune in and feel that we are safe, because a tunnel, it's safe. Like, we don't need to run all over the place. We don't need to do all the things. We don't need to listen to all the things. We simply need to listen inward, to go inward, to receive information inward, to do the exercises inward. And the response is like, oh, it's okay. It's literally this tunnel. I would like you to consider it as the divine masculine frame of intentionality for the work of this transitional period until the Lion's Gate. So we can really harness that. And we love having this intentional grid, this intentional tunnel available to us. Why is this so important? It is extremely important because of the volatile energies present at the moment. All of the energetics happening are going to go like poof, 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 poof in our outside world, massively. There's going to be like a lot happening in the world. But honestly, hasn't it always been the case? Somehow, yeah? It's been intensifying and intensifying. So flash news, things are intense out there. We already know that. So when we are not in a tunnel, when we don't have this conscious information, it's very easy to be all over the place. And because we receive so many downloads, so many ideas, we're gonna be like, oh, like, this is part of my mission, this is what I need to be doing, and I'm going to go there. Oh, but wait a minute, I also had that download and that ID, and I want to connect with that person. And next thing you know, like, you're scattering your energy all over. You're not centered, you're not aligned, and you are basically taking a bite into every little piece of experiences around without deepening anything, therefore increasing stress and anxiety. So to be able to activate this crystalline tunnel, it is very important to even visualize yourself in this tunnel, this crystalline tunnel, knowing that you choose to be there. You know, you choose to be there. If you don't want to, that's fine. You don't need to go there. You can choose to go there. I choose to go there for my spiritual evolution, and I choose to do the inner work. And when I do that, I know I am fully protected. I know I'm safe always. Why? Because I'm in my own energy. I am always safe in my own energy because I am not my enemy. I am my best friend. I am my angel. I am the most important ever soul and person on this planet to me. And this is the level of connection, of love, of closeness, of intimacy that we are encouraged to really embody during this tunnel. Because at the moment, are you ready? Now is my amazing drawing diagram. Ta-da! So at the moment, a lot of humans live like this. So first of all, this is the human, you might have guessed, and the human has this energetic layer of protection. It's like the bubble. Aura, different feel of protection, right? And then around that, all of these are tabs that are open. So all of these tabs that are open, it's for example, oh, I'm listening to the news on the radio in the morning. And look where I place it. I place it very close to the field. It's very close to the field, right? And then, I'm gonna watch this program on TV tonight. another tap very close to the field, and then I am rushing around looking after the kids, you know, like because lunch boxes and homework and so on. Another tap open. Oh, I need to have this conversation with my partner, or like even if I don't want to have conversation, basically my partner is pissing me off. I don't know why, you know, I have to do the work, but that's another tap open. That's another kind of energetic click. And then, oh, I feel so bad with myself because I don't meditate enough. I don't work out enough. I feel sluggish. And oh, other tap open. Oh my God, like I need to refine my diet. Oh, I really need to change my diet. I feel so sluggish. And so like all of these tabs, they are tabs that are very close to the physical body. So it means that they are very activated. The more we pay attention to the tabs outside of ourselves like this, and these tabs outside of ourselves is what gets our attention out into lower frequency. So news, TV series, programs, TV reality, very, very close. And here it's like all the information that we receive from the outside and that we receive when we are in a non-aligned state. So basically, when we are rushing all over the place, all of a sudden, you know, our partner say one thing and then the kids are sick from school, and all of a sudden, all of this outward activity becomes so intense, very volatile, that we are experiencing stress, anxiety. We are wondering, what should I be doing? What are the blocks preventing me from this, and that? Well, all of that is coming from all of these tabs open in your energetic field. So the tabs that are further away are all of the other ones that I don't even mention, but that are present. For example, I never reply to this text, to that person that texted me like 2 weeks ago. I kind of forgot, and now I think it's too late. I don't know if I should text back. It's going to be blah, blah, blah. Or like, I should really have replied to this person. And you see, like all of these things, they are literally pending in our field. So when we have all of that, we cannot be in the tunnel. We cannot be in the tunnel because our attention, literally what's happening is like this, the head is getting very red, and then the attention is directed outward like that. And when the attention is directed outward, then it means that also it's going to start reverberating and it's going to start magnifying inside of us pain, fears, limiting beliefs, challenges, hardships. Like, what the fuck is happening? Feeling lost, feeling sluggish, feeling shit, like really. So all of that is gonna start magnifying that. And then because that is magnified, we're gonna start having pain in our back, pain in the knees, we're gonna start having headache. And then what it does is that it triggers even more of these outside low vibe tabs, and then it becomes like boom, 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 bouncing effect, right? So what to do, Sandrine, what to do? And this is where I realized that I didn't take, just a moment, this magical thing, so I can actually start new. So when we know this, very important, extremely important, every single day, and you're going to go like, oh, not again, but yes, 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 I'm going to say it again. I'm not here to please you. I'm here to poke you with love. So you can just choose for yourself if it's good or not, if it's aligned or not. Meditate, my friend, meditate. And if you think you meditate already, not enough. What I'm talking about is like 30 minutes, an hour to 2 hours every single day, because this is the inward movement. So it can be, okay, so I'm going to call that active meditation, when you actually sit and you focus on the breath, you focus on one technique of meditation, right? And it can be like these techniques. But this also, what I'm sharing about like 30 minutes to 2 hours every day, is actually more of the inward movement. So yes, sit in actual active meditation, finding your center. Practice your meditation at least 30 minutes to an hour every day, and then find another hour for inward movement. So inward movement is yin yoga. Very slow. Observe the subtle shift happening in your body as you hold the poses. Walk in nature in silence by yourself. Sing to yourself, but sing to your soul, you know. dance, observe everything in one, journal, you know, you can pull some cards. So you understand what I mean? This is this movement. So that is your first exercise. Please write that down, grab a pen and paper. First thing is to dedicate, allocate between 30 minutes and 2 hours every single day until the Lion's Gate to inward movement, including at least 30 minutes to an hour meditation, okay? I'm just sharing this with you because this is really the key. This is the most important key, okay? After that, second key. You know, all of these tabs here open all around you. Well, this is what you are going to do, right? I'm going to remove, and remove some of them, if not most of them. How do I do that, Sandrine? Very easy. Never ever watch the news. Turn off all notifications on your social. If you need to go on your social, allocate half an hour with intentionality. I'm going to go on social to read about this, to, you know, follow Sandrine and listen to her lives or receive her content or whatever. I'm going to go on social for this purpose and that purpose for half an hour. I put my alarm. Intentionality. You stay in your tunnel, in crystallite tunnel. You do everything with intentionality because it is extremely important to have this intentionality again because of the volatile frequency. It's going to be so much easier for you to get lost out there. You think social media is a vortex of room distraction. Wait. It's not even started with this frequency shift. I have felt it already. I have felt my energy so much more scattered, how much harder I find to actually focus, to actually go deep. And this is my work. I do meditate. I do this inward movement. You know, this is my life, right? So I'm observing this, even though I've been doing this for a very long time. So humans, now is a great time to learn to remove all distractions. And it's okay because it's for a time period, okay? We don't ask that it's for your whole life because the energetics are going to change. With this energetics, my team is saying, it is part of the work. Aligned discipline. I'm saying three times because they are really, really loud and clear in my ear. So when you remove the news, when you remove social media, when you remove socializing, and here I am talking about non-uplifting socializing. So, of course, we are social beings, and especially if you have been in heavy lockdown, it's very important to socialize. What I'm talking about again here is the intentionality of your socializing. Socialize with uplifting people only. Postpone everything else. So if you have interactions in your life that are draining and that, oh, you just don't really want to, well, don't engage into that right now. You can postpone. You can say, oh, I'm doing this energetic thing, this challenge or whatever, and I'm simply going to be in an inner retreat until the 8th of the 8th, and I would love to connect with you afterwards, and you will see how beneficial that is. Just connect with people that are uplifting. So it's like it's going to remove a lot of tabs already. Do everything with the highest level of love and intentionality. Also, remember why you are doing this. You are doing this for yourself. You are doing this so you can be more soul aligned. You can feel safe. You can feel not only safe, but you can feel more in trust with life. Like you trust life even more. You trust your soul even more. You trust the movement, the universe even more. You are doing that because you are ready to evolve. You want to evolve. You are ready for the next stage of your evolution. And you know that these energetics that are present now are the perfect architecture for you to harness that. So this energy is here to serve you. This energy is here to serve us. This is the perfect energetics that so many humans have been calling in. the moment of change, the moment where we feel like we are doing it and we see results. So this is what you're gonna do. And when you start going on tangents, because it's going to happen, it happens to me already, eh? It happens to all of us. We're like, yeah, we super aligned, and like you create all of these bonds, and these are gonna be my intention, it is my tunnel, and then day one, fuck, yes, I love it. Day two, fuck, yes, I love it. Day three, I'm doing it, I'm a master, I can see the light, I'm so freaking awesome and powerful. Next thing you know, 10 days later, you completely forgot about it and you're lost again all over the place with like a million tabs open. And then what happens? What happens? Pluggings resonate. Pluggings from 3D matrix system and also from your outdated program still running inside of you. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, what's wrong with me? I cannot even stay committed. I'm so loose. I'm so useless. I'm so stupid. I should have done this. Now it's too late. No, 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 no. The dynamic of losing momentum is neither good nor bad. It is simply an experience. Do not judge your experience. You create blocks when you judge yourself for having a reaction in the experience. So if you lose the momentum, if you find yourself outside of your crystalline tunnel and you don't know where you are, a lion's gate is approaching, do not judge yourself. Be proud of yourself. I'm observing that. Fuck yeah, I'm observing it. And if I'm observing that I'm not inside my tunnel, it is very easy for me to return back in my tunnel. I'm simply gonna cancel all of my activities for the rest of the weekend, for example, and simply relax and meditate and go for walks and be with my inward movement. Do not fall into the trap of self-judgment, guilt, and shame, because these are the lowest vibration plugging from the outdated matrix system that still you feel, because you have that also in you, in your cells. So this is always this quantum activation of your microcosm and your macrocosm. So my friend, when that happens, remember Sandrine. Sandrine predicted it. Ha ha ha. Really? Or did I just talk into a dynamic that is a human dynamic, right? It's simply a human dynamic of really having this intentionality of doing the work and then kind of really losing the thread, and all of a sudden we feel like, fuck, I'm not doing it anymore. This is simply a dynamic. Remember me at that time, take a deep breath, and it's like, it's fine because I am choosing to go back into the tunnel. You also, I can reassure you with this, you also didn't go back. No, there is no such thing as a law. Law do not exist. Remove the idea of laws from your field altogether. Law do not exist because it's always stabilization. It is always learning. It is always an experience. So when we feel law vibes, emotions, and outdated programs, and anger, and all of that coming up, nothing wrong with that. It is simply clearing. That will happen during this tunnel effect. Do what you do to simply process that from a place of love and acceptance. So this second practice that is going to be so beneficial for you comes after the first practice of remember 30 minutes to 2 hours of movement inward daily, including 30 minutes of meditation at least. Second thing is to close as many tabs as you can, right? So stop watching the news, stop watching reality TV, stop reading the newspaper, stop talking to people who are actually news reporters. And you might have people like that in your life, like, I don't listen to the news ever, but I have news reporters every now and then. I see a friend and all of a sudden they start sharing the news with me. It's like, it's interesting, but actually, no, not right now, thank you. Because what is going to happen is that if you start listening to that, you are going in an outward movement, and this outward movement is gonna amplify very, very quickly because of the energetics of the solar eclipse. Of a lot of information is coming, because basically there is just so much happening in the world now that we can listen to the news on all channels all day long and still not have the full, of course, extent of the actual information happening. So there is no point in listening to the news ever. If we need to receive an information, then the information will come to us through news reporters that come into our life, like my ex-husband texting me, did you listen to this? Because he knows that I'm never listening to anything. So if a news is extremely important, such as lockdown, he would text me, there is a lockdown. Otherwise, I would not know. I would literally not know. So this is the second process. So we want to close all the tabs we can close, also unnecessary social interaction, because they are tabs of our macrocosm that we do not want to close. Like, for example, for me, I do not want to close the tab of being with my children. Like, I want to still see my children. When I'm with my children, I'm very much into an external movement because, you know, like we have to do the lunch boxes and we have to go to school and I constantly have to interact with them. And my oldest is like she loves fashion and she loves like social media and she's following all of these celebrities and YouTubers because they bombard me with information about the external reality that I'm really not connected to, but I want to keep that open, you know, I don't want to close that. So I choose to have that type of macrocosm of outside reality open. Also, I choose to still see some friends and I will only hang out with friends that I find uplifting. But still, in these friends, there are going to be frequencies happening because they are also plugged in to the matrix, you know, like all humans, like very, very few. So very few humans, could maybe count them on my hands, are actually not plugged into the matrix. And I'm not going to go into that one. And I'm not pretending that I'm completely unplugged either. It's a work in progress. So like when we start meeting people that are very, very anchored into the matrix, even if they are very optimistic, very positive, they still are processing a lot. And so are we. So when we start meeting these people, even if it's like super high vibe and so on, chances are that we're going to receive information that is going to trigger our microcosm. And that is great because remember, the energetics at the moment, it's air, it's Gemini, and that's information. So really observe what is coming from your outside really as outside reality, as information that you can use for your internal inward reality, for your microcosm. So if people that you are interacting with mention something and you react and you're like, oh my God, they did not say this. Oh my God, this triggers this inside of me. Great, you know, be so freaking happy because you are in your tunnel. You are, you know that you are doing the work, you know that you chose to see that person and that all of a sudden this interaction is happening so it can trigger you, so you can grow, so you can evolve. And what is triggering you? What is the program behind it? Why are you thinking like this? Very important. Why are you thinking like this? So, for example, if you start connecting to a friend that is going to talk about the COVID and the vaccine, and as this person is simply sharing their experience, they're not even trying to convince you of this, or that, or to change your mind. No, they're simply sharing an information. But inside of you, you start reacting. You know, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe she's saying this, blah, blah, blah. This is so not right. This is so not wrong. Observe your thoughts. Observe your reaction, because that is the solar eclipse happening full on and the subsequent energy of this portal leading to Lionsgate. Because all of that is coming up to be burned, you have to learn to master your thoughts, because the thoughts generate an electric current in the physical body, and that electric current is what magnetize, it's what creates emotion. Basically, we feel excited all of a sudden, like, or we think about something. Like, for example, I can think about my friend Christina coming in 2 weeks and to stay with me for a couple of days, and I feel so excited. That thought creates my emotion. Now, if I start thinking that it's going to rain for a week, like nonstop, I'm gonna start feeling like, oh no, because I can't go out and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to start feeling depleted. So now your third action from this tunnel portal is to actually more than ever watch your thoughts. Your thoughts dictate your state of beingness, dictate your emotions. Your emotions are what creates your microcosm. Your microcosm is what creates your macrocosm. So everything starts with your thoughts. So coming back to that friend with the vaccine, observe your thoughts. observe, like, oh my God, like they all get vaccine, they're all fucked up. Like basically they're gonna get thick, they're gonna develop brain damage, and they're gonna die, and they are sheep. It means that if they choose to have the vaccine, they are not enlightened, and so on. Observe all of these thoughts and choose, are they creating uplifting emotions? Are they? It's nothing about what's true and what's not. There is nothing true and nothing untrue. There is only how you feel. That is your reality. Bam. So there is nothing that is true about the vaccine and nothing that is not true about the vaccine. All that you receive as information are all creating thoughts in you. The thoughts are often automated. They are automated because they run on your existing programs, your belief system, your fears, the way you place the filters of your reality. Okay? So when you start reclaiming your power of choice, you can start choosing differently. Do I choose to see the vaccine like it is the evil? Or do I choose to observe that actually I don't know. Like personally, this is my state of beingness now, and it doesn't show that I'm weak and that I'm misinformed. Also, that is wrong pluggings. It shows that I'm so conscious of observing all the information coming and really observing how it affects my microcosm, that I remove all the thoughts and limiting beliefs and fears that are not creating positive emotions. And therefore, I don't receive any more information from the macrocosm around that, very little. And every time it creates a reaction, I can go inside more. I can go inside more and dismantle the thought program that I have running here. So this is extremely powerful. And now we can harness this energy during these portals. And because all this architecture of, you know, the energetics of this eclipse leading to the portal of the eight of the eight are created for that, this process is going to be magnified, amplified for our highest good. So it is much easier to locate and to get rid of outdated way of thinking, of outdated ways of feeling, of outdated ways of using certain filters in our reality. Okay? So remove all outward information. This also includes a lot of the videos that you are watching about channels and about people who give prediction and astrologer and so on. Because here's the thing. So that's important information. When you start receiving information from a channel, observe how much you're going to believe the channel, because this channel is channel. Oh my God, they connect with Pleiadians, Arcturians, Galactic Federation, so they know. Like, for goodness sake, my God, where's sovereignty in that? There is no sovereignty. You're literally removing your power and you're basically like becoming a little puppy. This is not judgment here. It's the energetics of, unfortunately, a lot of people that are following channels at the moment. I never allow my students to do that. No? Like, the information that I share is simply offered. And if you feel uplifted, if you feel that this information helps you find more peace, more vibrancy, more soul connection, that's a fuck yes from your soul. So that information is wonderful. And do that for this transmission and all of my transmission that I offer on, you know, all my social and also my website when I have so many freebies, right? Always do that. If an information comes, it's like a freaking fuck yes from your soul, then go for it. But if you listen to information that you receive from me or from anyone else, and it's kind of like, oh, it's bringing me sadness, I feel so scared, I feel that the world, oh my God, like that information is actually one of the tabs that you need to close. And it could be that you unfollow some people, because I had to as well, because some channels, some kind of light leaders, they started going into this tangent of separation, of there is a war, galactic war, all of this, like they, like you are being controlled and so on and so on. Like this information that they share is neither true nor false. It is simply an information. They have access to a certain interface of reality that they channel. They simply do not have that understanding. They do not have quantum precision to understand which interface of reality, paradigm reality, they are actually channeling. So they do that innocently. I'm not judging these channels and like leaders. I'm just saying that they do not know what they're doing. So they do it genuinely, you know, they share information genuinely because they think it's going to help. But what it does when we receive this kind of information about all of this shit going down is that it triggers thoughts in our head, in our mind, that are lowering our vibrations, lowering our frequency, because we get shit scared. Oh my God, like, there's going to be all of these things. It's the end of humanity. We are controlled more than ever, and this and that. None of that is uplifting. None of that reminds you that a freaking infinite soul of God, of the divine, that you are that already, that you are complete, that you are all, that you are whole, always connected, always. You are one already. That you chose to be here in this physicality because you freaking got this, because you are a warrior, because you were born to do this, because your reality is not shit. Your reality is magnificent. Life is juicy. Life is wonderful, like it's orgasmic. Life is perfect the way it is. And everything that I'm receiving as information is to show me more of my own magnificence, more of my own light, more of my own divinity, so I can be that now. And then I can shine that, I can radiate that, I can be into these frequencies of love and connection and freedom and abundance myself at every single breath that I take, therefore sharing that with others. When you receive information like that, my friend, keep it, soak it in, listen to it again and again and again. If you receive information that it's making you feel less than that, this is the tap you close, that is the tap you close, that is the tap you close. So eventually you are going to be able to rely on your own unique channel only, which is basically always the case. We are always channeling, only most of the time humanity at the moment channels their wounded inner child, channel their broken self, their past self that is so traumatized, that is so wounded. You can choose to channel your higher self. You can choose to channel your soul, your angels, your galactic team. You can choose to channel peace, love, freedom, abundance, kindness. You can choose to channel whatever frequency you want to reside into. So when you are fully present in your tunnel, you close all of these taps, you go into the inward movement with the energetics that are happening with the solar eclipse, you will start shifting like this, bam, 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 because what is going to happen is going to wire you more and more into your intuition and psychic abilities. This portal always leading to Lion Gate, it's huge on psychic abilities, working very much with pineal gland activation. And all of that is going to literally help you find more inner guidance. So whatever the fuck is happening in the outside reality, when you start witnessing, like, it's objectively freaking crazy, that experience that I'm like observing right now, like literally, this is freaking crazy. You're going to observe that with such a distance that you're going to simply receive the keys and the clues and the codes and the formulas needed so you can shift here to another level. You can stay stabilized. You don't feel you are doomed, you don't feel you're lost, you don't feel you're disconnected ever. Because that is basically like the purpose for all of us, is to always be connected. And then we have our other purpose and mission that, you know, I'm not going to talk about now. But this is such a wonderful, wonderful portal right now. Imagine coming into the end of this period on the 8th of the 8th and looking back and seeing how much you have changed. And this change, sometimes we don't really know how it happens, but we just see it, we feel it. We can see that we react a lot less to whatever is happening. We can see that it is so much easier to be in meditation, to be content in our inner world. We can see how much more clearly we can see all the tabs open, which are all interfaces of reality. We can see how much easy it is to see that and to say, not this, not this, not that, you know, like, you know, deleting all of this stuff, just choosing this and that. We can observe how much more conscious choices we can take. So imagine being in such a place that you never doubt for a single moment that you are on the right path, that you are doing it, that the universe has your back. Imagine what kind of life, what kind of experience you would call in into your reality if you had that so locked in that you were breathing that all the time, this trust, this surrendering, this divine knowing, but also this aligned discipline, because this, all of this amplification in intuition, psychic abilities, and so on, this does not happen if we don't apply aligned discipline. Aligned discipline is literally creating the divine masculine frame and grid for our inner work. So it is exactly as I have mentioned, creating this crystal tunnel. Okay, so you create this crystal tunnel and you reside in it. All right, so this is how you're going to start harnessing all the frequencies of this energetic portal right now. Let me see if there is anything that is coming. I can see you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question, you can type on YouTube, or you can type also on Instagram. You can simply type a question and I would be happy to answer it. Still have, I'm happy to be here for another 10, 15 minutes. More information is going to come. I just had a blank. So it's a good time for a question if you have any. Oh, I love that it resonates. Yay! That's beautiful. Thank you. So all of this transmission was really directed for me to channel and to bring you, because there is this huge movement in humanity now happening also. Oh, yes, that is the information. Thank you. Like you already know that astrologers talk about that. It is also in astronomy, because like it's a physical thing. The Earth is going through a photon belt. It's the first time in 12,000 years that this happened. So it means that we are bombarded with photonic light, which is wonderful, because photonic light literally act on our DNA. So what it does is that it's going to start activating our DNA. If the DNA is stressed, or if the human is stressed and anxious, it means that the coil of the DNA shrinks. It kind of close up. So we do not receive the activation of the photonic light if we are stressed and anxious. So again, first practice that I recommended was 2 hours of inward movement every day. Relax, relax, relax. So you can allow the call of your DNA to open and this photonic light to basically come and activate your DNA, right? When you're going to start activating your DNA, it means that you're going to start having higher degree of resources and consciousness. So we are moving literally into a crystalline body. So also that's very interesting new information here. So what my Arcturian friend is saying is that at the moment, the electric current happening in the brain around thought processing is going through certain specific electric currents that Sandrine doesn't know the name, so we cannot use that word. But basically, that's an outdated way of sharing information, thought information through the brain. Now, with this photonic light happening at the moment and the energetics of the solar eclipse leading to the end of the 8-8 portal, is that there is a huge deconstruction of thought processes happening in the brain and happening through our physical body, because information is shared within each and every one of our cells to the greater whole. Like there's always information being shared, right? So a huge shift happening for humanity is that the electric current which triggered this exchange of information between cells, therefore neurons, is going from this to something completely new. And that's an irreversible process. Interestingly, a lot of people that are not necessarily spiritual, but people that are kind of more relaxed and in flow with life, you know, like this kind of cruisy, relaxed people, they are going to receive all of that because they are relaxed. So even people who are spiritual, if they are really stressed out and anxious, it makes it harder to receive this cosmic surgery, which is not actually cosmic surgery only, because it is actually like a an upgrade in our physical blueprint as human. So it means that when we're going to start receiving information, when we're going to start to go into the thought process, it is going to be very different and upgraded. So it means it's going to be a lot easier to increase new neural pathways, have greater access to data that are present there, huge increase in creativity. Like this portal, huge increase in creativity, in intention and circular abilities, as I have said. So it's literally going to whoosh, like open up the head, right? So if we think about Arcturians and Sirians, friends, like they have gigantic head, right? Because sometimes they have more than one brain as well. So you got to fit that somewhere. But anyway, this is because like literally thoughts create our reality. So it's wonderful to know that first, we need to control the thought, and that feels sticky, that feels dense, because neural pathways are used to that, and all of a sudden, we ask them to change and do something new, and they're going to be like, what the fuck, I've been doing this all my life, why do you want me to change? It's comfortable now, I'm here, I'm used to it. Well, actually, this sucks, I don't want this pathway anymore, so I want you to go here. And it's literally, if you were thinking like, okay, so again, be prepared. My amazing drawing skills coming. Okay. So here is little human us, you, me. And here is the thoughts, right? So these are all of the electric currents. Everything is happening all the time. It's like, boom. So what happens, and that's neuroscience, is that when neural pathways are created, all of a sudden, there is this path. There is kind of a path like that. It's like, oh, yes. And these are literally like neural pathways. So it's the way we see the world. It's our habits. It's our routines. It's our belief systems. It's our emotions. Everything is that. It's kind of like, when I do this, I receive that, basically. But to create a new reality, do you really think that we have to walk that same road? No, we do this because it's easy, because look at how wide it is. It's very clear. It's just always been like that. This is why, like, outdated generation, like, outdated patterns, it's one, we've always done it that way. It's always been that way, as a freaking sort of excuse for continuing to doing, like, shit in our lives and continuing to rule like society like this or like that. Oh, it's always been the case. Well, doesn't mean it's doesn't mean that is the best way, right? But to be able to create new neural pathways, new realities, we have to start exploring all of this. And ooh, it's like the jungle out there, eh? And it's the jungle we don't know. We're scared of bugs, maybe dangerous animals. There is no one there, literally have no friends there. So literally it's kind of like we have to completely go outside of our comfort zone in one direction or in another direction. It doesn't really matter. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like we want another reality, but we are not prepared to actually walk in it, because to start with, it's the unknown, it's outside. So what we're going to have to do is that we're going to have to start creating path like this. And to start the path, you see how small it is. It's just a very small path amongst the jungle, amongst the unknown. So we're not quite sure. And that's new neural pathways. This is the science of habit change. It's like, instead of waking up every day at 7 o'clock, I'm creating this new pathway of waking up at 5:30. So I will do half an hour of meditation, half an hour of breathing, half an hour of yoga. There you go. Bam. An hour and a half of in one movement done. Yes, but it's like, oh, I really need my sleep, you know, I need my 9 hours at night. Really? Like, that's also kind of a plugging. And if you really think that, what's preventing you from going to bed earlier? Oh, then it means that I'm not going to watch TV with my boyfriend, and it means that I'm not going to be able to hang out with friends. Well, like, it's finding excuses, for goodness sake. If you want to create your reality, go for it. Change. Create change in your life. You're never going to access this pathway if you constantly find excuses for not doing it. Yes? So when we are in this tunnel frequency now, it's going to become easier to see clarity in that. And when we see that, like, oh, consciousness is there. Now I can choose differently. And yes, it means that I have to wake up earlier. But maybe when I actually do meditation, breathing and yoga, maybe it will give me so much energy to move in my body. I will feel so good in my body that actually I might need less sleep, because that's actually the case. Yeah, I need a little bit less sleep. And also I'm so connected to myself. It means that I'm not depleting my energy all day running around thinking about all the things. It means that I'm more inward. So instead of sabotaging new thought process, new neural pathways, new creation with all of this ton of limitation excuses, you're gonna start freaking do it anyway, because you control your thoughts. So find positive thoughts about that. It's amazing. I'm gonna wake up every day at 5:30 and I'm gonna experience all of that. And after a week, it might become challenging. So maybe during the weekend, I can allow myself to sleep. But Monday to Friday, I do that. And then Saturday, Sunday, it's sleeping. It's going out with friends or whatever. And you find like the middle ground. So you're not too triggered. So the thoughts are not all over the place. Remember that the intensity of the Air Gemini frequency combined with so many planets retrograde bring distortion. So there is one movement where we really feel like going inwards, and there is the other pool where we are scattering our energy all over, because we want to do this, we want to receive that information, because information is coming from everywhere. So be inward and then choose your outward movement consciously, where you're going to place your energy out consciously. So therefore, it means that you are going to be able to receive the activations from the photon belt at a higher degree. It means that it will be so much easier for you to cultivate your thoughts that are positive, that are uplifting. You know, like, just to give you an example, I take myself as an example because I don't have anything to hide, and just like, I know myself quite well, and I think like I'm kind of a really down to earth normal human, you know? I just do the work, and so I have all of these light bulbs and these downloads coming, but basically, like, you know, I'm just like you all. And so I used to be a very angry person, you know? I used to be a very angry person. I used to see literally that the world was hell. That was my belief system. Since I was a little girl, when I started understanding certain laws of karma and so on, I would go to mom and say, you know, mom, actually, I understand what they say in the Bible and in certain philosophy, actually hell is earth. And mom was horrified. It's like, oh my darling, no. But like for me, that was. So I was seeing earth as hell. So it means that everybody that is here is shit. Like 99% of the humanity is shit. There are a few masters that might be good, but I'm shit, everybody's shit. We are all in this shit together. So I might as well get shit-faced and drink and sleep with all the guys and not care if I'm just gonna, you know, pass out and do nothing with my life, because life is hell. So imagine how much I have shifted from that, from those belief systems, those programs, those templates of reality to where I am now. This is night and day. Oh my God. No, like my thought, my belief system is that this reality is so gorgeous. I freaking love Earth so much. I love humans so much. Like all humans are so yummy and delicious in all of their templates and imperfection and perfect imperfection. Like, life, Earth is so beautiful. I'm so, so amazing. I'm doing all the time the best I can with what I have. And yes, I'm only conscious to a certain level. And maybe in 6 months, I will think, oh, Sandrine, who did that live? Like, she didn't really have much information about that. And so what? I'm not now judging my past self, because judging past life is actually self-hatred. It's aggressing a part of me that exists. It's still in me, you know? So we never judge our past self. We love our past self. But we observe that it is completely possible to change from night and day. And this portal, this tunnel, this crystalline tunnel that is offered to us right now until the 8th of the 8th is for that. It's an amplifier of neurotransmitter. It's an amplifier of thought process. It's an amplifier of belief system of what creates a reality. It's an amplifier of the quantum microcosm. So let's use that. Let's harness that, because now you can quantum jump reality so fast in just a couple of weeks. When before, if we go back, it could have taken like a decade or a lifetime. You know, like now people can literally in a couple of weeks change completely. Like to the person I was before, thinking that Earth was hell and everybody was shit, to the person I am now, it took me years, years, years. But now what I'm experiencing, because I actually do the work consciously, constantly, is like quantum jumping very, very, very quickly, because stargates are open, because ascension is underway. So this is very, very exciting. And you are so amazing. I mean, like, you chose physicality at this time and age. Imagine how powerful you are. Like, as a soul, choosing to incarnate now is pretty badass, you know? You could have been in any other star system, just, you know, like, learning there. But no, you chose here, where density is so heightened, is so amplified during this transition, that you knew it was going to be, a big piece there, big pathway of evolution there, but fuck, I've got this, I'm going to do it, I'm going to have, not only am I going to do it, but I'm going to have fun doing it, I'm going to freaking enjoy every single moment of it. And this is how we unplug ourselves from the matrix system, by the way, is by fucking loving our lives, no matter what. You want to make me think that life is dangerous? Look at me. I dare to think otherwise. Life is not dangerous. We are not in any danger. You make me think that I'm gonna die from a virus, and if I recover from that virus, then I'm gonna die when I'm 80, and I'm gonna be like in a home, and I'm gonna be like my body's gonna be in pain, I'm gonna need to save so much money in case I have to retire and I have an accident and then I have no money and I'm becoming homeless. You're gonna try to make me think that aging is that? Look at me. Don't think so. Thank you, but no thank you. I don't think like that. This is not my reality. This coming in my field as a possible reality is simply showing me that nothing resonates with that. Retirement, investment, diseases, a vaccine, all of that. This is nothing that affects me. None of this actually triggers any electric reaction in me anymore, because I have dismantled the internal programs that were connecting to it. So welcome every distortion in your field as an experience allowing you to dismantle that in you too. This is how we reclaim our sovereignty. This is how we reclaim our power of creator. So observe your intuition. Observe your intuition with so much love, because sometimes your intuition is going to pinpoint things that are, it's not very nice. I don't really like to see that. It's gritty, but it's necessary. I see that I have been saying this over and over again, or I've been doing that in all my relationship or in my work, or I have been procrastinating on this and my intuition keeps saying this and that. So now is the time to really observe. Okay, my intuition has been saying that for so long. Why have I been procrastinating? Why am I not listening? What are the thoughts happening here? Write it down. Write everything down. Observe the electrical current happening from that thought. What emotion does that create? When the emotion is created, that creates your reality. So of course you're not shifting, you're not evolving, you're not feeling alive and vibrant and soul connected and mission activated if you constantly don't want to do the work, because it's simply your programs preventing you from actually receiving what's there. So you call that in your vortex through your intention, through your dreams, like, I'm here to manifest, I'm ready for the love of my life, to have 6-figure business, 7-figure business, to become a mentor and so on. I'm ready. Why isn't it happening? Where are the blocks? Well, they are here. That's as simple as that. They are here. Because your soul is already a match to that. Eh? Your soul is always a match to your dream, because your soul is infinite, powerful beyond measure. It's only the human that needs adjusting. So your role is to control your human. We control the human because humans are volatile. Humans, unfortunately, are often aggressive. Humans are often trapped into emotions. Constantly emotions, emotions, emotions like that. So we remove the human from that cycle by observing the thoughts, triggering the emotions, by purging the emotions. Yes, sometimes the human needs to scream and run around and rage and be angry and sad. Perfectly fine. We allow the human to experience that. This is our life. This is our freaking physicality. We are on earth for that, to experience that. But we observe it. Therefore, we diminish the electric charge between the emotion, between the initial thoughts and its repercussion in all areas of our lives. When I used to have lows and bad times, when I used to believe that it existed, sometimes I would be down for weeks. And I was already working as a channel, by the way, a couple of years ago, you know? So it really shows that many channels are there. They are not conscious of that, not doing the work, because I was that as well. So I would be down for weeks, like, and this is a cycle. This is a cycle down, downward spiral, because I didn't have the information that I have now that I'm downloading from my galactic team, with my galactic team, about quantum architecture and fractals, energetics, and so on. When I started receiving all of that, I had already done a lot of work that was so gritty because it lacked direction. Now that I have all of this architecture, this template, I can teach that. I'm teaching that to you through all the many offerings I'm facilitating, and also to the students of my university, Fractal Alchemy. So I went a little bit on a tangent here, but this is a reminder. It's a reminder that you are amazing, and that when you have a moment of full human triggers, it is very, very good. It is so good. It is perfect. Just be in your bubble, be in your tunnel, wrap a blanket around yourself, have hot chocolate, a wine if you want to. Chill out, relax, but don't make a big deal out of it, okay? Don't make a big deal out of it. When we are into this momentum of full-on human triggers, we pause life. We don't pick up the phone to have a conversation with a partner that has been saying this and that. No, because we're not aligned. We are not putting out an offering. We are not writing a post on social media. We are not doing anything. We are with our inner world. We are with an inner world with conscious awareness of the process. So we don't identify with the pain. The pain is not you. The pain is some data in one of your interface of reality. You can choose the interface of reality that you play in, okay? So you observe that, you allow the purging, but then you do the work of moving away from that stickiness. So if you are familiar, just this more, if you're familiar with the yogic and Ayurvedic notions of tamas, rajas, and sattvas, you will understand this. Like tamasic frequency, it's the negative polarity. So when there is too much tamasic frequency, it's when we become into this spiral of emotions and we identify with the pain, basically the wounds and the trauma. Therefore, like literally, and you know, I still have that, you know, I'm not immune to that, but it's kind of like this sluggishness, and we tend to sometimes overeat and we ruminate and like we just like ugh, like that. And it's sticky, it's like oh, you know, it's dense. So to get out of these tamasic frequencies, we need to bring rajasic energy. And rajasic energy, to start with, it's gonna be a little bit challenging to get into that, because tamasic energy is literally action. It's going out, it's excitement, it's all of this positive polarity. So to get out of this kind of like full-on human trigger, we consciously cut it. Okay, I've been allowing myself to be in that bubble of healing, purging these emotions, understanding the thoughts behind it, always understand the thoughts behind it. I've been in that, but now I've been in that for one day. Now it's about time to put my shoes on and freaking go get some fresh air and exercise and put some electronic music in and get fucking rant of how life is amazing. And this is literally what I do. When I feel this tamasic frequency taking over, I'm literally on my couch and I feel like, oh. So what I do is that, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shoes on, fresh air, go for a run, swim in the sea, aligned, discipline, coming back. And yes, it's kind of, I give myself a slap in the face, but it's with love and light. It's like, get out of that state. That's not who you are, bitch. You are freaking powerful. So now go do that. So after I exhaust myself and my body and I'm out and I listen to music and I sing and I'm like really triggering this excitement, then I find again my center of sattva, more like equilibrium. So this is a little bit how you can navigate the energetics happening with your human, with your human. You as the soul, you are the guardian angel, the protector, the best friend of your human, okay? I talk extensively about that in many of my free transmissions. So if you would like free transmissions with activation and channeling and so on, and all of this quantum architecture, simply visit my website, sandrines.com/gift, and you will find many there. Also, I continue and will continue offering a lot of this transmission live, pre-recorded, for free, because I love it. Absolutely love it. This is my mission and I need to share. It makes me alive, it makes me vibrant. So thank you very much, because I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't have an audience. So thank you for being there. I love this giving and receiving. So I feel that I feel quite complete with what has been coming. So I will now have a look at the comment and see if there is any question. I can answer a couple of questions and then I will say goodbye. See you another time. Mark, would you say watching movie is an outward movement? I would assume so, maybe depending on the movie. Exactly, Mark. Depending on the movie. So watching movie can be so nice and relaxing. So the only challenge arising around watching movies and series is that we do it every night automatically without really filtering, right? So this is where we are not conscious, we are not making conscious decisions. So I will invite you, Mark, and everyone to maybe try not to watch any movie, Netflix, or any content for a couple of days and see how you feel. So I do that when I have my inward movement, like kind of I create this couple of days and then I hardly watch anything. Like yesterday, didn't watch anything. Today, I won't watch anything. Tomorrow, I don't think I will watch anything. But Saturday and Sunday, I would like to watch a movie, yes, and watch a series. And yeah, I choose things that I like. I love superhero movies and romance and cheesy things. And sometimes, yes, I do like extreme violent movie, full of blood and really like intense. But I will not do that during this tunnel period because I want zero low frequency as much as possible, you know, what I can control coming in my field. So I can control watching a movie, so I will not choose a violent movie at the moment. It's interesting because there is this dynamic of we are unique souls, right? We are unique, a spark of the divine. So there is actually no one like us, but yet we are just one with everyone, and we feel the energetics, we all feel the energetics, and the more conscious we are about our own processes, the more we can harness the energetics. So a lot of people, they are receiving all of this, but they don't really know what's happening, and therefore they can be scattered and lost and so on. So it's wonderful to receive this information because everybody's gonna feel energy intensifying. But the ones that are conscious and the ones that really go inward are the ones who have more keys. And when you have more keys, you can really find more feeling of faith and trust. So whatever arises, it's amazing. How to dance between relaxation and going beyond our comfort zone? I love this question, Francisco. Such a good question. So relaxation means it is a conscious practice of relaxing the body and the mind. So when I talk about relaxation, we meditate, lying on Shakti mat with, you know, beautiful music and I pilot, one of my favorite. Long walk in silence on the beach or in the forest, you know, a puzzle, like anything that literally you can feel like, oh, I'm so relaxed. So you practice that. It's kind of like you create time and space to practice that. So you're feeling very relaxed. Let's say you do that in the morning. Then after, life happens. And life is about getting out of our comfort zone. Okay, so we go out of our comfort zone. Okay, I need to have this difficult conversation with that person today. Okay, am I fully relaxed? Yes, I am really relaxed. So it means that going outside of our comfort zone creates stress and anxiety. But because we were so relaxed to start with, it's very manageable. It's simply a little bit of friction. It's simply a little bit of this fear portal. I have done the Avatar reprogramming, the free 3-day challenge recently. And there is the second day we talk about the fear portal. It's that really going outside of our comfort zone. We see the fear and we choose to use it as an evolution portal, right? So we are always going outside of our comfort zone, by the way. It's kind of like we're not always conscious about it, but we always do. Like we all had to go to a new school where we didn't know anyone. And we were terrified, and hopefully we ended up making friends and it wasn't too bad. But also a lot of us, we had to move house, we had to move countries, we had to try to dress differently because we wanted to change style. But to start with, we were going to a shop and it was like, oh, I'm not sure about wearing this clothes, this dress, this, you know, like I'm not sure about changing my hair, but I really want to change, like I've been wearing. So we always do it. It's just that we're not very conscious of that process. So observe Francisco and everyone all the time. You have very easily and successfully go outside of your comfort zone, even without really noticing that it was the process that you were doing that. And so observe how easy, like how you wired your brain, your mind, your thoughts, all your human being into doing it, and then do it more. And therefore, it's going to create this feeling of being safe. Because when we get outside of our comfort zone, we need to remember that we are safe, you know? I'm not going to go outside my comfort zone by jumping off my balcony because that I know that is not safe, you know? I might have wings, but they are quantum technologies. They are not actual bird wings, you know? So I'm not going to fly away. I'm just going to die or end up like completely broken. So you see, like you go outside of your comfort zone when you know that it is safe. Okay, excellent question. I've done a lot of work on myself. How do I alchemize loneliness? Tanya, this is such a beautiful question. You alchemize loneliness by realizing that it is non-existent. Loneliness is actually a non-existent frequency as part of the 5D frequency, as part of your soul. So loneliness, it's only a frequency that resides in the outdated matrix system there for control. And it's simply that we feel it because inside of us, it resonates with that. So when we start understanding that this loneliness is literally, so now, okay, excellent drawing coming here. So loneliness is actually like most programs. So it is not a gingerbread man. It's got half part of the neck. Look at this. No, I need this kind of... This is the upgrade human from the stick, right? Yay! We have the stick human and then we have that upgraded human. Never mind, we have no legs and no waist, but that's okay. So loneliness would be, for example, like this. Literally, like here, you know, a little dot. It could be in the cells, you know, like here, here, maybe like that. But when I talk about the soul, for me, when I receive this as information in visuals, it's like this magnificent frequency inside, and the soul is infinite. The soul is always connected. The soul is like when we are fully connected to our soul, we are connected to our inner pillar, our column of ascension. Therefore, we identify loneliness as something external. This is not who I am. I'm never lonely. This is an illusion. I'm never lonely to start with because I have myself. I have my human. My human is awesome. My human Tanya is freaking next level. My human Tanya is fun. She's caring. Caring. She's so lovely. My human Tanya is so delicious and so yummy. I love spending time with my human Tanya. And already you realize that you're not alone because you have yourself, and like yourself is best company because it's you. And then you start realizing that also you have a huge soul family. You have a huge soul family, and they are in physicality and they are in non-physicality. There is source, there is God, there is the earth. So continue coming from what I received, Tanya. It's kind of like this loneliness template here has a couple of different ramifications. These ramifications are different thoughts. So observe that this could be a very good intention for you, Tanya, and for anyone who can relate to this, because a lot of us, we do have that, you know, like we do feel lonely at times. It's completely human. So observe the thoughts under that. Why do I feel lonely? What's behind it? And what's behind it? And you can really much create the intention of maybe just using that as a frame for the inner work that you're going to do until the portal. And therefore, you're going to dismantle all of this way of thinking. Because it's just a way of thinking, you know? Just a way of thinking that creates this energetic reaction in your emotion, in your way of feeling. And therefore, because you feel that so strongly into your microcosm, you identify with loneliness so much, then of course it's going to be a lot harder to actually create like super genuine connection with people when you feel very close and you have these amazing friends around you, because that's going to, you know, like reverberate into the macrocosm. Yeah. So I hope that helped. It's been absolutely amazing to be channeling this information for you. I love you dearly, and please stay connected. If you feel that the transmissions that are here are serving you and that are helping you into feeling more empowered and beautiful and connected to your soul, you can continue receiving this information only if it feels really uplifting for you, okay? Because I will continue sharing information during this portal. I will continue offering light templates and keys and formulas to help you harness the powerful energetics of the solar eclipse and the tunnel leading to the 8-8 Lionsgate portal. I love you dearly. May you rest in your beautiful light and shine unapologetically, because the world is a better place when you are in it. Remember, we were all born free and we are here to reclaim our power. I love you, and I will see you next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.